In this short gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on Isaiah 28, verses 14 to 16. The prophet there speaks of people who have thought that they had found a way round the judgment of God. They have set up schemes. They've made a covenant with death, it says, so that when the judgment came, whatever God was going to sweep upon them, they would be secure. They would come through it. But God said all their schemes would come to nothing. And when he visited them in judgment, he would sweep them all away. There was only one hope. They should build upon the rock, the stone, the rock that he had set in place. That was the only secure ground. All else was sinking sand. Now, whatever that was referring to for Israel and Judah in the time of Isaiah the prophet, Peter takes this up in his second chapter of the first letter. And he uses this to speak of the gospel. Whatever schemes sinners invent, and we're all sinners, I'm a sinner and so are you, my friend. Whatever schemes we invent, whatever plans we draw up, whatever doctrines we believe, whatever principles we stand by, outside of Christ, they'll all be swept away in the judgment. And there is coming a time of judgment. God will call us all to judgment. Christ is coming again, and we will all come under the judgment of God. And unless we're established upon the rock, and Peter tells us very plainly who and what that rock is, it is Christ Jesus himself, his blood and righteousness, the gospel, Christ in particular. If we're built and founded upon Christ, if we're trusting in him, if we're relying upon him, then all will be well. If our sins are washed away in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, if we're clothed in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus, all will be well. But all other schemes will end in disaster. Whoever trusts in Christ shall never be confounded. But outside of Christ, there is no hope. Not in Islam, not in Buddhism or any guru, not in any philosophy, not in any escape route whatsoever. Christ and Christ alone is salvation. He is the rock. Peter links this with another passage in Isaiah chapter 8 and says that if we are not built upon the rock Christ Jesus, that rock will grind us to powder. Now I say this to you, my friend, in love and desire for your salvation. I urge you, give up all other schemes of trying to get round the judgment of God. Face up to it now. And there's only one way to be ready. Be found upon the rock. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Rest upon no other ground, for all other ground is sinking sand. I urge you then, I plead with you, come to Jesus Christ now and rely upon him and all will be well for eternity. Otherwise, all will be disaster. I say this out of love and affection for you, and I urge you to come to Christ even now.